Good morning, New York. This is the Katz Roundtable, John Katz Matides. And Sunday morning, we go around the boroughs, we go around New York City, and we say, what's going on? This morning, we have District Attorney Darcel Clark. That represents the Bronx. D.A. Clark, how are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm great, John.
Now, there's so many issues going on in New York, and New Yorkers want to hear what your thoughts are. How are we handling it? Where do we want to begin? We want to begin. I heard last week you had a big bust on guns. You want to tell New Yorkers about it?
Yes, we had a 16-month investigation into two individuals that were selling guns here in the Bronx, traveling up by bus on the Iron Pipeline, as we call it. That's from Florida to New York and specifically to the Bronx, and were selling guns here. But what's unusual is that not only were they selling guns, semi-automatic guns, but they were selling guns with the with high-capacity magazines. We had magazines that hold up to 50 bullets at a time. And you know, after Sandy Hook, New York passed the SAFE Act, where now the maximum amount of bullets that you can have is 10. And these carry 50, so it's five times the amount of bullets that were allowed by law in New York City. So we arrested two men for that, and they are facing a number of charges, and the maximum amount of time in prison that they face is 25 years.
Wow. Now, the other big problem in New York is opioids. It's killing more people than guns are killing.
I know, more than guns, more than car accidents, you know, more than homicides, yes. And unfortunately, the Bronx once again led the city in the amount of overdose deaths due to opioids. So it's a problem that's not new to the Bronx. I mean, I grew up here my whole life. And I remember back in the 70s when we went through this the first time around, it was an epidemic. You know, it was a terrible thing. But the Rockefeller laws came by and, you know, a lot of people ended up going to jail for it. And now fast forward here, we have people, but they're dying at alarming rates. And it's because of the fact that fentanyl is being put into the drugs now. And that's 50 times more potent, 100 times more potent than heroin. So these users who are just used, who are, you know, substance users who are just used to using heroin, this is not the same old heroin anymore. It's killing them. So really, you know, I want to be at the forefront in turning those numbers around in the Bronx. And I've done it, you know, had a number of programs put in place to really start saving lives.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's a big problem, especially with the fentanyl. I understand that you had a recent arrest that the Kerry Kennedy, the Kennedy Foundation, which has a policy of letting people out of jail that they don't think that because they weren't able to raise the bail. And there's big controversy over that. That mm-hmm. one of these people that was let out by the Kennedy Foundation, and I'm sure they're trying to do the right thing, ended up getting a sentence for, what, 18 years?
Yeah, it wasn't that. That was a case that we had yesterday. It was a rape case where an individual raped a school teacher. But that wasn't the Kennedy Foundation that released him. It was the Bronx Freedom Fund. But the same type of concept, people that put up bail for, you know, individuals who couldn't make the bail, and this individual was one of those who happened to be let out by the Bronx Freedom Front, and shortly thereafter he committed this horrible, horrible rape of a, you know, young school teacher here in our public school.
The other big problem, I keep saying big problems, you know, at least we have a couple of good solutions. Marijuana, big controversy. Some people think, yes, it's a great thing, we should do it, especially medical marijuana. Some other people think that it's a big problem if our youth get a hold of it. And we'll be, at that point, we're talking about the youth. It could hurt their The neurologists say they'll hurt their brain. What do you think could be done with marijuana?
Well, it is a pretty complicated issue, but it's something that, you know, I think is inevitable in New York State that, you know, there's a desire to make it legal. And, you know, as a district attorney and a, you know, law enforcement officer, I have to follow the law. That's my job. But what I think is that if it is going to happen, it's going to be legal, I think we need to be very thoughtful and careful in the way that we're doing it. So you're right about our young people. If they're going to do it, we need to make sure that young people can't get their hands on it. You put a, you know, age requirement, 21 or above, like you do with cigarettes and things like that. We have to be careful that people are not, you know, using it and driving cars or heavy machinery or, you know, work in difficult professions where their impairment by marijuana could affect the safety, you know, of the public. So there's a lot of ways that we can do it. And I think that New York is in a unique position that now there's so many examples of those states that have legalized it that we can learn from their challenges, you know, that they face, as well as those things that have worked. And we can really craft something that would be beneficial to all New Yorkers. But I think that we need to make sure that we don't rush it, that we're thoughtful, and we do something that's going to be good for our city.
District Attorney Clark from the Bronx, another big issue in our city, people think you're saving people and or you're doing the right or wrong thing, is the mayor wants some safe sites to take drugs. Any deep down feeling on it?
Well, first of all, it's illegal federally. And it's, my information is that the federal government is never going to allow it. So I think that is something that sounds nice, but I think that it's going to be a danger for people who do engage in that, because even if the city thinks it's okay, the federal government doesn't. And, you know, I've had conversations with the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the federal government is going to enforce that law. I mean, as a district attorney, as somebody who has to deal with people dying of overdoses every day, I think, you know, it's a little dangerous to set up places where people, they say they can shoot up safely, but you don't know what it is that they're taking. And I think that the government should not be involved in, you know, taking on that type of liability. I don't look forward to anything like that. And plus, with the federal government enforcing it, I don't see how it's ever going to happen.
Understood. D.A. Clark, what else do you think is important to New Yorkers that they should know about and that you think is very important?
One thing that I think that's really important and I'm looking forward to really working on this year, focusing on, is mental health. I think that, you know, in the work that I do, the majority of the individuals that come through the criminal justice system have some type of, you know, mental health disorder. And, you know, it's something that we really need to take a close look at as to how we handle it. Right now, the default is the NYPD and the DAs. And these may be people that are suffering who've never had treatment. And if they had treatment, their behavior would be a health problem, a public health problem, and not a criminal justice problem. So I'm hoping to work with key stakeholders and law enforcement community and the public health community to come up with a different strategy on how we deal with mental health. I think that when families are in crisis with people that are dealing with mental health, that they should be able to call a mental health professional to come and give them help and services rather than having to call the police department, who are trained but not as trained as people in the health field. So I'm hoping to work on that particular issue because I think it's vital to New Yorkers that they have an answer to that problem.
Well, D.A. Clark from the Bronx DA, thank you for bringing all New Yorkers up to date. And hopefully we catch up with you again real soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.